This is URN Sport.
So Dom and I are joined in the studio by Adam Pratchett and Eleanor Bishop, the presidents of the men's and women's basketball clubs here at the University of Nottingham. Thanks for coming in, guys. So first of all, Adam, I just wanted to ask about, obviously your season has been a little bit up and down in Bucks, 5 wins, 5 losses in the league. What do you think that says about your form coming into varsity?
So with the games that we've actually lost, they've all been relatively close games. The teams that we're up against is a very strong league in Division 1, and a lot of those teams have National League, which we don't have. So in terms of the ability of those teams, they are very good and very strong. I think it's great for us to play against teams that we are fighting well against. I know that Trent this year just got promoted to Division 1, so it's definitely going to be a close game, without a doubt. So I'm looking forward to the match ahead.
And I've seen that you're through to the Prem playoffs after the third year in a row of winning the league.
Yeah.
How does that make you feel for your upcoming chances of varsity?
Good, I guess, yeah. We've had a really good season, better than the boys, again.
And I saw you beat Trent in doing so.
Yeah,
do you reckon that fills you with confidence, or will you let complacency creep in?
No, because they've beaten us this season too, so it's going to be the most competitive varsity's ever been. So yeah, good. Bring it on.
Obviously, Adam, last year's 1-point loss to Trent in varsity must have been a real kick in the teeth for you, having won previously. Do you think that sort of brings a renewed passion for the varsity event, having dominated it for so long before and then having been beaten by Trent? Do you think that now brings it to the fore in your minds, and that you absolutely, this is the must-win game all season? Like, it doesn't matter if you win 10 in the league and lose 10 in the league, this is the one that matters more than any other.
Yeah, without a doubt. I mean, that loss was certainly painful. I think it was undoubtedly a great game to watch. I think everyone who came to the arena said it was a real spectacle of basketball, and we're looking to obviously take the title back this year. I think that our guys are ready. I've watched that game probably 5 or 6 times over and over again, just to see what we can do better, but the guys are definitely ready for this, and without a doubt, yeah, it's the game that we have to win this season.
I just want to ask, you've eased the victory the last 2 years. How are you going to make sure that you're doing it this year? How are you preparing off the court to ensure you have the edge over Trent?
Keep training hard. We've got some big games before that, so that'll help us prepare. We've got the cup final next week in Bath. And yeah, make sure we're staying fit over Easter, no injuries.
How are there any injuries currently to the team?
Touch wood, no.
Ah, brilliant.
Yeah, fingers crossed.
So for the two teams, obviously playing on the same night, sort of one team after the other in the big Motorpoint Arena, does that bring you all together as a club, and do you sort of go about the whole preparation as two clubs together, or do you sort of do things separately in the lead up to everything?
I mean, obviously it's the biggest night of the year for both teams. In terms of preparation, obviously we both train separately, we're at different venues, so men's are based at Jubilee, women's are at DRSV. I think that it does bring us together, definitely. You know, both clubs really want to make sure they support each other and secure both of the wins. If one team loses, then of course wants to kind of console the other. So without a doubt, yeah.
That won't happen, though.
That's what we like to hear, fighting talk.
I want to ask the captain, have you got any tips on an MVP for the game?
Oh, it's going to have to be Gabby, isn't it?
Yeah.
We've got a really good player this year from America. Yeah, we've just passed her the ball.
News to team.
Adam, any tips on MVP for the men's?
It's a tough one. We have so many good guys. I mean, we have one player, Patricio, who's been here for, 4 years now?
Patricio has been here for about 30 years.
So he's a 32-year-old player. He's had a hip replacement. He goes all out. I mean, he's got an injury right now, but
he's on crutches, but he will play.
I mean, he will
make an appearance.
Put his body on the line to make sure that he turns to basketball. He's such a cool head on the court. He's undoubtedly a great player. But there are so many guys, and they're all really talented. So, we'll have to see on the night who performs.
I'm back in Stewie.
Okay, Stuart Wharf.
Big Stewie.
Well, Patricio, he's one of your more experienced players. Do you think you'll have enough experience on the pitch to outdo Trent?
I mean, so we definitely lost a few experienced players this year. I think the guys have come along really, really well. Undoubtedly, with the varsity event, it's a really big deal. You're playing in front of about 4,000 or 5,000 people. So potentially for some of our freshers, that's quite a intimidating thing. But I'd like to think the captains that we have two of those in the first team, they'll be able to kind of guide our players to victory.
And for the two of you, do you know how your opposite numbers in Trent have got on this season? Obviously, Eleanor, you said you've played Trent on a couple of occasions already this season. Adam, have you played them? Do you know how their seasons have got on? Do you know how they'll be approaching this game?
So we haven't played them this year, but in terms of Trent's performance, this year they've got National League for the first time. They've currently won their Division 2 league. So it's going to be a really close, tough game yet again. It's something that everyone should come down and watch, support. We're going to need all the support we can get. I think it'll be another nail-biter. I think we're going to close out the win in the final minutes, but without a doubt, this is going to be the game to watch for the Varsity Series.
Yeah, so Trent are second in our league, so they've had a really good season. They got promoted last year, so to finish second is quite impressive. They got to the semi-finals of the Cup as well. So yeah, it's going to be really close.
Is there anything you're doing specifically to combat the threat of Trent? Are you changing your game at all?
We know a few of their best players, so their best guard, best shooter who scores most of their points, so we'll definitely be watching her. We play with her in National League at the weekend, so that's kind of been an advantage for both us and Trent, because they know some of our players, we know some of theirs. But yeah, we'll be looking to stop her getting the ball.
I think that in terms of players, we'll have to see it. We're not really adapting our game. We'll make sure that we play our game and we bring that to them. It's about making sure that we control the tempo of the game and execute on the court. So we should be absolutely fine as long as we do that.
I think finally, the one thing we're going to have to get at the end of this interview is score predictions from you both. Or at least result predictions. Is it?
Go on, you go first.
It's going to be really close. I think I'm going to go 50-45. To Uniov.
And I'd say 69-73 to UON.
So two very close games.
Yeah.
Are you expecting the biggest crowd ever for Varsity?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. We've absolutely smashed ticket sales this year. There are only a few hundred left, so if you want to come, make sure you get those tickets online. We've sold nearly as many as last year already, nearly over 2,000.
You normally sell the most in the few days before, so really get your hands on them.
There's definitely the hot ticket this year for Varsity, so if you want to experience basketball at the best level, make sure you get your tickets online.
Absolutely. Adam, Eleanor, thank you very much for joining us.